on the Weird.
Welcome back to Bring on the Weird. You're Elijah.
That's me, and you're Will.
That's me.
Awesome.
What's on the table today, Mr. Elijah?
I don't really know.
Oh, good. I'm glad we're both on board. A little this, a little that.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. So the last couple episodes were time travel and all that stuff, and we were talking about going pretty freaking fast. And my thought is we're not going to be able to go that fast with plain old fuel. What do you think?
No, I would say no.
Like rocket fuel. I don't care how pretty they make it, how efficient they make that stuff. It's never going to be good enough.
I don't think so.
The liquid. It can only burn so hot. It can only burn for so long.
Actually, I can tell you from experience, from a past job, rocket fuel is not a liquid. It's a solid. Yep.
Part of my brain just leaked out of my ear.
It's not, I don't want to say where I used to work, but we would fill up the motors with what it was, propellant. They called it casting.
In your Hyundai?
No.
Oh.
But it came out almost like a toothpaste. You'd fill it up, and then it would, I don't know if it would get fully solid when it cured, but it came out like a toothpaste. We had this big hopper up above the motor. We would open it up, then it would come out like a toothpaste, fill the motor up, and then we'd shut off the hopper, move that one out of the way, do the next one.
So you said it filled up the motor. So it was like a soft concrete, like a gel?
Well, yeah, actually, I would say the consistency of concrete.
Of wet concrete.
Wet concrete, yeah. Yeah, before it cures.
So it filled the whole cavity of the motor, the gas tank.
Yeah. I don't know how much I can divulge.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I guess just this.
Yeah. So it actually turns into a solid. So it's not a liquid, and it has an oxidizer in it. It has the propellant in it, the fuel in it. It's all contained. It'll actually, they demonstrated it for me. They have a block of it. They would light it, drop it into water, and it would still burn. There would still be fire underwater.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, pretty cool
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, I don't know how the engine works, but it sounds like that stuff is just, it just pushes. It's still fire. Fire can only get so hot, and that I'd imagine that stuff can only get so hot. We gotta figure something else out, man. That stuff's not going to be enough to get us past 24,000 miles an hour. At least not yet, unless they've already done it, and we don't know.
Possible.
We've already been to Mars through those Vortal tunnels, right?
Yeah, Bashiago.
Uh-huh.
Or Bashago. What is it, Bashago?
That's how he said it. I don't know. I don't know if he knows what he's talking about.
I don't know if we know what we're talking about.
What are you drinking tonight, sir?
I'm having a Golden Monkey by Victory.
Oh, yeah.
I like Victory, man.
It's good. It's good stuff. They have a variety of stuff. Can you get any of those individuals as a whole case, a whole pack?
You can get six packs of them.
Of each one. I know there's a bunch of them that come in the variety box.
Yeah. You can get six packs of the Golden Monkey, Sour Monkey, Hop Devil, Homegrown. I sound really bad. I know all the names.
No.
But yeah, you can get six packs of all of that.
Well, if I got a six pack of Sour Monkey, I'd just pour it out. Ugh. Ugh.
It's legit sour.
It's
really weird.
It's like Spree with alcohol. The Spree candy, drinking the Spree Tardy candy.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever had that.
What's the matter with you?
It's like a Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah, but it's got a smooth coating.
No, but I'm saying Sour Monkey is like a Sour Patch Kid.
Oh, yep. Yep, I agree. Yeah, yeah.
It's that sour. It's weird. Anyway, what are you having?
I have changed up a little bit. I'm having a little bit of spiced Bacardi rum and some Coke.
Ooh.
But,
a little mix. Ooh, you all right?
It's not what I normally drink.
No.
I would prefer some vanilla Jim Beam. And there's a real good chance the next time we record, that's what I'm going to have.
Yes, sir. That sounds way fancier than me.
Vanilla Jim Beam?
Well, I just go beer.
Well, sure. Why not?
That article you sent me, you know, about the FBI finding the coolers of body parts and all that?
Yeah.
There's a lot of podcast talking about that. Like, that's, it's a big thing. Like, I read it, and actually, when I was looking at the prices, it seems a little cheap.
For a person? Yeah. They have literally put a price on a person.
Wasn't it like a head and a torso? It was like $2,400?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I want to go for at least $7,000.
Well, are you tasty?
I don't know.
See, Hannibal taught me you got to be fit and you got to eat naturally, and then you'll be tasty.
Oh, my God. I probably taste like burritos and beer.
Exactly. So,
Sounds delicious to me.
Well, if it's in the meat, would it be a little gamey?
I don't know.
Maybe a little gamey. You have to really spice it up. You have to put 14 herbs and spices on it. Step up from Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, or put some Frank's Red Hot on it.
Oh, yeah. Because
he puts that shit on everything. What was that article about? Or like, where was it?
Arizona. But it was in 2013. And the reason it's finally coming to more light now is because the trials are finally beginning. This cat's just been hanging out in jail, just sitting there like...
For six years?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder if the time period was them building a case and gathering all the evidence and finding out just who all those parts belong to. That's not a job for me.
No. They said they found like a big body with the head cut off and a little head sewn onto it.
God, he watched Beetlejuice way too many times. Wasn't there? I think it was 1,755 different people, different sets of DNA, I suppose.
Wow.
Whether there was whole people in any of that mess or not, dude, that is freaking bonkers. I mean, we read about this true crime stuff, and a lot of the stuff happened decades ago, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, some of that kind of stuff. But, I mean, these people were already dead. I mean, I still feel for the families, but dude didn't kill him himself, so, I mean...
Yeah, but then he went all Dr. Frankenstein on him.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. So, Ace.
I don't know.
Freaking mess. Buckets of heads.
Dude, just, like, coolers of body parts not even labeled.
Yeah.
Like, what was his plan? Or her plan? Who... It was a guy?
It was a guy, yeah.
Like, what was the plan there? You gonna make a zombie army?
I don't know, but oh my god. First result, I put in AZ Body for Arizona Body. First result, shop. AZ Body Shop.
We'll fix your caboose right up. Not a caboose.
Oh, bumper. Good.
I'm talking about trains.
Uh-oh. We're going way too many places. I put AZ Body Shop. I get nothing but results for AutoZone, baby.
Got to fix that car. It's such a weird story, man.
Yeah.
And it goes back to, I mean, not really, but it sort of what we were talking about earlier this week about the organ harvesting.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I cannot.
You never think that happens in this country.
No.
You assume it always happens overseas. You go overseas, you end up missing a kidney, you wake up in a bathtub full of ice, you got a tube hanging out of you, and then they're like, call 911, we got your kidney, here's $50 out of our, I don't know, $900 cut.
Hold on, that's how it works?
Oh yeah. The people who do it, they're like legit surgeons. Like, there's been a ton of reports where the cuts are precise, there's no damage, there's no life-threatening injuries afterwards. It's just, it's like it's done by a surgeon, and then they're just like, a lot of times I saw they'll leave a note that says, don't move, call 911. And then the 911 operator is like, reach to your back slowly and see if you feel anything. And then they're like, oh my God, I got a tube hanging out. You know, and then...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they said it's, like, super, super precise.
I cannot even imagine something like that.
It's legal. I didn't say illegal. It is legal in Iran. It's legal to...
just knock somebody out and then go harvesting? There goes a ripe one. Let's go get that one.
How do you know who has good kidneys?
Do they scope these people out? Like, they... they watch these people, they stalk these people and watch them eat berries and whatnot and be like,
yeah,
oh, they haven't had alcohol in 2.5 years, so...
Maybe they're fermented berries.
That liver must be prime.
I don't know, man. It's...
So they're not, they're not out to kill people.
No.
They just want their parts.
They just want money. Yeah.
Good guy body harvester or organ harvester.
I mean, honestly, look, I would say they're decent, not good people, but I mean, they don't like,
we're
they're
trying
in a bathtub, chop you open with an axe and rip and the kidney out and you die. Like, they do it in a nice way. They do it legit and
there's some humanity to it.
What if they left balloons in there and said, get well soon?
We're trying to make light of a seriously dark situation here, and we apologize profusely if you are a victim of one of these and you're down a kidney due to...
But, I mean, if you were a victim, reach out to us. We'd love to interview you.
That would be freaking crazy. Let's do it.
Yeah. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Email us at bringontheweird@gmail.com.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
We would love to interview somebody.
I brought up the article for that Arizona one.
Oh, sweet.
Listen to this. At least four for-profit body donation companies are still operating in Arizona. Unlike the Biological Resource Center, they are accredited. So I don't know what they're doing at those other places, but this dude is just chopping pieces off and sticking them on other pieces.
So the one that got busted is not accredited?
That's right. He was just like, huh, well, I could do that too. Give me some bodies. I'll give you $3,000 for that one over there, and tell you what, we'll make it a package deal. I'll give you $7,000 for the pair of them. And then he sells the whole thing for $5,000.
It's just a guy in his garage. He got business cards from Vistaprint.
It's a body shop. Vistaprint. He just starts leaving those in funeral homes.
Every time you say body shop, I don't know if you're talking about a chop shop.
What, that's what it is, dude.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't know if you're talking about a chop shop or whatever this guy's doing.
He's chopping stuff up.
It's a chop shop.
Yes, for people, not cars.
Not where you go when you get a fender bender.
No.
That's where you go when you're a big dude and you want a little head.
I don't think he's quite there yet.
Or a little guy with a big head. Oh, so you can't be alive.
That's right. No lives. So this dude is just tearing pieces off. No, everybody's dead. So donate your body to science and you may end up, well, not at that one, but at a different one.
No, I want to be alive and I want to get longer legs.
That's not transhumanism.
Ooh, you knew where I was going, didn't you?
It's close to transhumanism. I don't know what that would be.
Well, it depends on what the legs are made out of, right? I mean, if I got them from another human, I would assume that's not transhumanism. That's something that's else.
Bad science.
It's
if it works,
Frankensteinism.
I mean, great, yeah. I don't think they've figured out how to make all the parts work yet. Didn't they do a hand? Some French surgeon, didn't he do a hand a few years ago? Was that right? I don't know. Before we move on to transhumanism, would you like to hear the price list of all these body parts that Biological Resource Center was the sale prices for the body parts? Whole body with no shoulders or head. Just how does that work? Whole body with no shoulders or head. So where's the cutoff at? Like, I'm not sure. You just lobbed off, like, you still have your chest, but like at the collarbone. So the straight across from the collarbone.
Yeah, I would say you go from the shoulder straight across.
Well, anyway, that shape is $2,900. He was selling bodies that were missing that much for $2,900. Just the torso with the head, $2,400. A whole spine, $950. A whole leg.
What the hell are you doing with a spine?
I don't know. I don't want that rib meat. Spine meat? What do you know with
like,
that?
Like a garland on your Christmas tree?
You're just wrapping it around.
Well, I don't know. What do you do with it?
I don't know, dude. Like, who's buying that? What would they do with that? I don't know.
There's too many nerves in there for anyone to...
You can't... No, you can't use it for anything. I guess an organ is one thing. Like, if you If you harvest the kidney out of a living person, then that kidney is still good. These are dead people. What are you doing with a dead person's spine?
Halloween decoration?
I guess.
It's expensive. Well, you could just make one out of like styrofoam.
Yeah, dude. But
way cheaper. So it can't be that.
Wait, maybe that's what they're doing. It's a not a prototype, but the scale model of a spine. So then they put.
Wouldn't that be a life size model?
Yes.
Not a scale model.
an actual spine to use for the mold.
Yeah.
And then you could sell Halloween decorations across the world.
Let's do it, man.
Well, I don't want somebody's spine. I don't want somebody's addresses to sell stickers to. A whole leg, $1,100. So if you sell off matching legs, that's $2,200, man.
Not bad. What are you doing with your legs? I could use some money.
You know, there's some people that they want to be paralyzed.
Until it happens, and they're like, "What the hell did I do?"
I don't know about that. Like, they've done stuff to try to force to be paralyzed. They live their life like they are paralyzed. Something weird in their brain, man, is busted.
When I was a kid, I wanted glasses just because I was like, "Oh man, they look kind of cool." Now I have glasses.
Don't want glasses.
I hate them. I hate them. But I'm too afraid to get LASIK because I don't want anyone putting a laser beam into my eyeball and slicing off a little sliver of my cornea.
Let me tell you a horror story about that. I know a guy. He told me this story in person. It was his friend, but this friend relayed the story to him. At a local place near where I live, they were performing the LASIK surgery. And in the middle of the surgery, the power went out.
Okay.
So, like you said, they're got the laser in your eye, and they're lasering off a sliver of your eye. They were in the middle of the sliver when the power went out. So he was just laying there with his eye splayed open and the sliver just hanging there.
You're telling me they don't have a generator?
That's exactly what I said. No, they didn't.
What was this, behind a Burger King? He went to the Wendy's. Taco Bell and he said, yeah, could I get the 12 party pack and the discount LASIK, the dollar menu LASIK? They said, yeah, meet us out behind the dumpster.
That's what it sounds like when that went down. Yeah.
That's wild.
Right?
Is it true or is he just...
No, bullshit? That was true. The dude, he was... I wasn't the only one standing there listening to the story when this guy was telling me.
Yeah, but... L. Ron Hubbard told a lot of stories to a lot of people, and it was all BS. You think this guy's doing that, or you think it's real?
I'm pretty sure it was real.
That's crazy.
Want to buy a foot?
How much?
$450.
Deal. I'll give you five.
Oh, man.
$575? Seven. $925.
$945, take or to leave it.
$1,150.
Those are not very good negotiating skills.
I'm not good at it.
That's there is a sixth toe, so...
Yeah, $1,350.
How about a knee? Just a knee. $375.
I mean, some people need a new knee. Will that knee work in someone who needs knee replacement?
I don't know. Like,
probably not, right?
I don't think so. Like, what part of the knee? It's already a decomposing body. It's not like he's chilling the knee. All the bits are in there, but would another body reject it? Like, is that how they do knee replacement? I'm pretty sure that's not how they do knee replacement. That is all artificial.
Oh, yeah. It's all fake.
You don't get a knee replacement from somebody else?
No. I think knee replacement mainly revolves around putting new fake cartilage in. I've never had it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would assume, I mean, they're not chopping off your femur and your tibula.
Because they're not barbarians.
Yeah, and like replacing that whole section, they're not. I think the issue with the knee is the fact that the cartilage wears down, and then you have bone on bone grinding.
You said that very sensually or dirty. I don't know. Was it dirty? Naughty.
No.
No, none of that.
No, not at all.
Do you want a pelvis?
How much?
400.
Yes, too much. Male or female?
Oh, there's no, it's not specified. Ooh. Gender fluid. How about that? Hey, like that.
Mm.
See, all these parts are gender fluid. It's fine.
I would want to know. If I'm buying a foot, I will want to know. If I'm buying a pelvis, I will want to know. If I'm buying a whole body minus the head, I would want to know ahead of time. Do I get to look at the items first?
A little window shopping?
Yeah.
Is there an online store?
It's like Amazon for body parts. What is it? Home Shopping Network?
Oh, my God.
Like, and here we have a six-toed foot.
Oh, four easy payments of $99.95. Like, and if back now, it would be three easy payments.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll send you an extra foot. One free foot if you buy one now.
In fact, they're a pair.
Meanwhile, the item's worth like $10. You pay like $700 for two of them. And you're like, oh my God, I got a great deal.
And here's your certificate of authenticity.
Ooh, you got to have that. If you ever right. going to sell it,
there's no deal.
Pawn it, you go to the pawn shop, you show them that certificate.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, normally they're like $50. You show them the certificate, $48. Like, we don't give a damn about that.
Did you just waste my time showing me a certificate of authenticity?
Knock off $2.
I don't need this paper. And the old chop shop. In addition to a cooler filled with male genitalia, Quiner, I don't know how you say his name, testified that he also saw a large torso with a head removed and replaced with a smaller head sewn together in a Frankenstein manner. He also saw large male torsos with limbs and genitalia removed, buckets and coolers with various body parts including a bucket of heads, arms, and legs, body parts piled on top of each other throughout the facility with no apparent identification, and steel freezers with frozen body parts inside with no apparent identification. Beautiful, isn't it?
So they had.
Yep. There was a lot of sewing.
Cooler of
male.
I mean.
Now I don't want dinner.
Yeah, I mean, what did it look like? Like you're going to the barbecue, you have all the hot dogs.
Just a bucket of them.
Yeah, like you're meeting everybody at the park. They got the grill lit up. You're at the pavilion.
It's a raw shrimp basket.
Yeah. Here we go. Who's got the buns?
Yeah.
I brought the mustard and...
Well, the pelvis is going to cost you if you want those buns. The pelvis is $400.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's how you get those buns.
See, that's what I got to know, if it's male or female. One of them is going to be hairy. The other one's not.
All right, I'm just going to say it. You would rather have your wiener between female buns.
Whoa. Hey. Let's take it easy, buddy. This is a family show.
Is it?
I mean, my wife listens. She's part of my family.
Yikes. Maybe she wants to skip this one.
She wants to skip most of them.
Oh.
But she listens to support us.
No, she doesn't. She just turns it on and listens to something else on something else.
Well, that's all right.
Oh. She turns it on the fax machine. It's just...
Like old school dial-up internet. You think anybody has that style?
AOL?
Just dial-up internet. Is it a thing?
I'm pretty sure some people still have DSL.
That's weird. I remember DSL.
Yeah, we had DSL for way too long in our lives, and we were killing it with 3 megabytes download speed, baby.
Bro, DSL was so cool. Like, because before, it was so slow, and you're like, yo, dude. I got DSL now. I'm quick. Like,
oh yeah.
You were the fastest around.
I stole that song in 7 minutes. Can you believe that?
Yeah. 7 minutes it took you to download a like a minute and a half song.
Right. Yeah. All right. I think we're going to take a break and then we'll get into something else. Who knows what we're getting into? We don't even know.
We have no clue, but we'll see you after the break.
We are back, and we've decided not to move on yet. We got one more thing to say. I found this in a recent Gizmodo article. According to Reuters, agents ultimately found 1,755 human body parts at the facility, filling 142 body bags weighing 10 tons. 10 tons of people parts. Matthew Parker, what?
That's a lot.
Yeah. Matthew Parker, another former FBI agent who worked on the BRC case, Biological Resource Center, told Reuters that moving body bags from the facility resulted in a PTSD diagnosis. He said, quote, I couldn't sleep at night after seeing that. It looked like a junkyard chop shop where they are just ripping things apart, end quote.
Oh, God.
Also a job I do not want.
It's horrifying.
Horrifying.
And I mean, I'm sure he's semi-used to seeing, I don't want to say he's used to seeing stuff.
But he has I don't know what FBI agents go through, and I don't know what their training is, and who knows what the portrayal on TV and movies about FBI agents is, but I could imagine them having some sort of, not desensitized to whatever's going on, but it's just a little bit more used to things like that, but not like this. Just, I don't know.
I mean,
homicide scenes, murder scenes.
You can tell he's not used to it if he's saying like he sounds distraught.
Yeah.
In that quote.
Dude is messed up after all that. I guess I can't really say it, but you wouldn't know what to do unless you actually come upon a scene. But I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I always imagined finding a dead body in the woods.
Well, that's weird, and I'm gonna have to report you.
Okay, I wasn't putting it there.
Well, how do we know?
Because I was 8, 9, 13 years old with the other people that were there.
Look, I gotta be honest with you. I never once wanted to see a dead body. Never. There's a lot of other cool things. A lot of other cool things I wanted to see.
It's true, yeah.
But a dead body, I never... Nah, because in my mind as a kid, because I always thought the worst. I was like, if I see a dead body, that means that damn killer is around here somewhere, and he's going to kill me as soon as I see that, because somehow I'm a genius, and I'm going to link that to whoever the killer is, then I'm dead too. Then I'm floating down the river with Sally Mae, or whoever she is.
She paid the damn school loans, man.
Yeah.
She's a school loan lady.
Now everyone has to pay for themselves. It was the first name that came to mind.
Yep, no. I have no idea what I would do if I came upon a lifeless body, human body. I guess if it was a dolphin or something, I'd be like, well, that's unfortunate. I gotta find some more seashells.
Yeah.
But would a human body?
Would you take the meat?
Of a dolphin?
Yeah.
Make some dolphin burgers?
I guess it depends on how long it's been there.
Probably. If there's flies, no. Turn around, get out of there. No.
It's not cannibalism if it's a different... I mean, they're mammals, we're mammals, but it's not cannibalism, right?
It's not the same species.
Right, because we're not eating our own species, okay. All right, so I'm 100% eating dolphin, dude.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They're too loud. My wife is...
And this is PETA. Please open the door.
Oh, shit, dude.
What's your favorite dolphin recipe?
Frank's Red Hot. I put that shit on everything.
And just a sprinkle of garlic powder.
With a dash of love.
All right, we got to get away from this body farm business. Whew. Body farms, body collecting. I've wanted to donate my body to science, but yikes. Yikes.
Yeah, me too, but you know what they told me? I filled out the form to donate my body to science.
There's
and they're like, you know what? You're too short. You're too fat. And they were like, your liver's shot. And I was like, okay. And they were like, also, you don't have a brain. There's nothing up there. They said it kind of looked like a group of grapes that they turned into raisins. So now it's just, I got some raisins up there.
So it's not natural wrinkles. It's just dried out grapes.
That's what it is. Yeah, like a prune.
Like a date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a date. August 8th.
I don't know. What did the date come from? Apricots?
Oh, I thought you meant what did the date come from? Like the calendar. Because there's a whole conspiracy around that.
Oh, man. Time is relative, bro. We just measure the cycles of shit.
Did you know there's people who think the Earth is only like 2,000 years old?
That blows my mind.
I don't know the exact number, and I don't have anything on this. I'm just, you know, we're spitballing. But there's really people who believe that.
That's how old the calendar is. It doesn't mean how old the Earth is. But you know that.
My thing is, if they believe in the Bible and stuff, I think they're called, like, New Life Christians or whatever.
Yeah.
But wasn't Jesus around 2019 years ago?
Is it not called B.C., which means before Correct. Christ.
Correct. So what about the however many years before Jesus came, when God's talking to Moses and Jebediah and Zechariah and whoever?
That's the first four pages of the freaking Bible, the Genesis.
Correct.
I mean, that's
so it has to be. Maybe they think 6,000 years, not 2,000. Anyway, I don't want to bash anyone's beliefs because, look, I believe weird things. So I don't want to bash anyone's belief. But I think it's older than that, guys.
Just a touch over 2019. A little bit more than that.
Yeah. I think it's 2,022 years old.
Because
of time travel.
2022.
Yeah, time dilation.
So this whole Jesus thing you're going to just dismiss? Was he not? No. He was in his 30s, dude.
2019. That's the year we're in.
Yes.
So.
But, all right, let's run down the Bible thing. So,
oh boy.
A.D., the year zero was the year Jesus died, is how I've understood this. Yes? And that's when everything began. Because B.C. is before Christ.
Should we let everyone know we're not theologists?
Well, it probably wouldn't hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not. They probably know, but.
This is just our stupid understanding of how things work. As I've said in all the descriptions of all the episodes, we're shining but a dim light with our dim bulb.
Yeah, like one of those old Thomas Edison lights.
That guy. There's a whole freaking crap around that guy.
That guy right now is the reason we don't have free electricity.
I know. We could be sucking up radiant energy right now. We could already be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But no. There was a $50,000 bet that he fixed. We're not getting into that right now.
No.
We'll get into Tesla and Edison another day.
Oh, I want to do Tesla so bad. No.
Another day. Another day.
I want to do an episode on Tesla so bad.
Himself. Just Tesla.
He's unbelievable.
And then we'll share the epic rap battle of Tesla versus Edison. That's a good one. You watch those epic rap battles?
No.
What? Dude. Oh, my God. These guys.
Well, I'll tell you right now. The only rap I know is Run DMC, Wu-Tang Clan, and I don't know.
That's
about it.
All right. But, dude, the epic rap battles are great. These guys actually go through and do research on the historical figures that they are portraying. They dress up as these people, but the way they do the rap, sure, it's only like 3, 4, 5, 7 minutes of the rap, but they go back and forth, but then they hit each other with actual historical facts of these figures in time.
That sounds historical fun. Figures.
It's a good freaking time. You'll have to go down the YouTube.
It's like rap like Drunk History.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, I love that.
It's great. I'd love to participate in Drunk History.
I would be horrible at it. I can't remember the things I research when I'm sober. So
see, that's the problem that's a short-term memory loss.
What's that from?
What? Short-term memory loss?
Yeah. Why do I have that?
Because you're not actually interested.
Aliens.
Well, I've said so many words that they don't make sense together now.
What are we even, like, what are we talking about?
I think this episode is going to end up being called A Little This, A Little That.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. We'll go with that. We'll shine our dim bulb on a little of this and a little of that. I mean, now we'll just leave it at that.
Isn't that what our trailer was about?
Yeah, this is basically a trailer part two.
Trailer 2.0.
But now we have just a slightly better idea of how to do this thing.
We sound a little better.
Smarter?
No.
No.
No. More confident. You got a better mic.
More confident of the crap that we're spewing. This feels good. Maybe we should do one of these once a month. Or we just a little of this, a little of that, part one. We're not. Wait, are you gonna still donate your body to science with stipulations? I'm gonna leave my elbow to my oldest born child.
Yeah,
sounds right. Which elbow?
I'm gonna go left because I feel like one of them is gonna break a left elbow at some point. They're clumsy.
It's very specific.
My son broke his right wrist. I feel like a left something is coming.
In due time. Yep.
Would you?
Would I donate some pieces to my kids?
Just period.
Just period?
Say
well,
the kids aren't involved. Would you donate it?
Yes. However, I've still got all my original parts, but there's one that's broken.
What's that?
My right eye. My right eye is totally busted.
I mean, what do you have to see for?
See four. Depth perception? I don't think so. Who needs that? I don't. 3D movies are freaking expensive.
Plus, they're, honestly, I can see out of both my eyes. They're kind of stupid. It's a waste of money. And, like, one thing, you're like, whoa.
Oh, watch out for Iron Man's helmet. Well, that was cool.
The rest of the movie where nothing is, like, coming at you, you're like, oh, God, I feel like I'm going to be sick. Like, every seat needs a barf bag.
Right.
You feel like crap.
Can you imagine Scarface? Just that one scene. They just set up that one scene in 3D. Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about when he dropped his friend out of the helicopter.
Oh, that'd be pretty rad, too.
Doing an IMAX, you feel like he's dropping on you. You're like, oh!
Get him off me! Get him off me!
They just really drop dummies from the ceiling. Everybody's screaming their heads off.
Well, then they'll have to put Scarface 5D. What's the 5D? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Suddenly you get dummies falling on you.
Is that 5D?
Dummies falling on you?
I think I read that 4D, there's a 4D now where you're watching a 3D movie and they're pumping scents into the theater.
I would be interested in that. I'd check that out. I mean, the 3D part wouldn't work for me, but I can still smell pretty good.
Yeah, I can't smell good at all.
You don't go out and smell the roses every once in a while?
You know what's weird?
No.
Randomly, I will smell cigarette smoke so bad. And you know what freaks me out?
What?
They say that means there's a ghost by you.
Cigarette smoke?
Cigarette smoke. Randomly, I'll be in my car, driving to work, and I'll smell cigarette smoke super strong. While we were doing this, I caught a huge whiff of cigarette smoke.
Are you scared when that happens?
I wouldn't say scared. I'm a little...
Would you be willing to communicate with said smoke spirit?
No.
Why?
Because what if it's a D word? A demon.
So you're saying you think if you go to communicate with this demon, you're going to invite it in, and then it's going to have a hold.
Yeah, I don't even like saying a word, because it freaks me out so bad.
Hmm.
You know what's weird? I saw a thing, was it yesterday? I don't know. But it said, humans can only see 1% of the visible light spectrum, which means we can only see 1% of what is going on around us. In other words, we are unable to see the vast 99% of the world we live in. Take a moment to absorb that. The majority of our existence is unseen.
That is mind-blowing. What is in that other 99%? Can we get there? Have we already gotten there?
What's weird right now is there could be somebody in, like, sitting next to me, and I have no idea.
And then right now, they're kind of like, oh, shit, he knows. Oh, man, he knows.
Yeah. I was telling my wife,
Could you slap the shit out of him? You can't see them, but are they physically there? Could you just start helicoptering around and just hit them?
I mean, I do that all the time.
You just helicopter around?
And swinging my arms like, I'm not hitting you. I'm not hitting you.
And then there's going to be that one time you break somebody's collarbone, and they're going to need workman's comp.
Well, I don't pay them.
Oh, good. You're right.
What's weird, like, we see 1%. So what color are trees? What color really are rainbows?
Don't do this to me.
That's my mind.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I know.
That's my mind.
Is your brown my blue?
I have no idea.
Your red my green?
We see grass and we see trees as green. What color are they, really?
What color? Yes, there are different times where I think of this. Is your orange my red? That's a little too close. Is your orange my purple?
I mean, not even that. As a species, like humans, we see trees as green. What color are they to birds or deer who see differently than us?
then do they care? Like, as a sentient species, humans are like, label, 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 label. We invented a word to describe words. Adjectives.
Yeah.
That's a waste of time. That's the English version of it. There's a bunch of languages. That's another thing we could probably get into at some point. Did you know that there's somebody, they are working on a language so that there is the most minimal number of words and letters and syllables. So one thing, one sound could mean multiple different things, all in the way you say it, all in the emphasis that you give it, the tone that you give it. They can still speak English or whatever their first language is, but they've invented a language that they're trying really, really hard to minimalize as much as they can. Like C, we don't need C.
There.
We got K and we got, what?
I mean, think about it. There.
Fair?
There.
There.
How are they going to say that? It's the same word spelled different ways. There. There. Like,
right.
How would they change
so
that?
It's all about how the sentence structure and the tone structure and the whatever else I said. I can't remember what I said. It's all about the structure and the cantation of how you got to and leave that sound that comes out of your mouth. Doesn't that blow your mind too?
Yeah. So it's kind of like most foreign languages where like there's a male and female. Like
yes.
In French.
Yes.
There's a male and female version.
Spanish has that too, male and female versions of words.
I took French, but I don't remember much of it. Like, yeah, bonjour?
Is that
ça va? Bien?
Bien. That means well in Spanish.
It means good, I think, in French.
Good, well. See, and there's a perfect example. In English...
You just said sí. That means yes.
In Spanish, bien means good or well. In English, we have good and well.
Yeah.
Well is that hole in the ground where water comes out of, or it's how you feel.
Yeah, our language is very tough.
It is. That's why it takes us 6 freaking years to even try to speak correctly.
My kid, he's 8, and he's like, how do I spell there? And I'm like, what do you mean? Which there?
Right. Then you got to stop it. Okay, read the whole sentence.
Yeah.
What sentence do you want to spell?
Use it in a sentence.
Here we go. What a waste of time. That's another thing. What a waste of freaking time. We got borders we're fighting over, and we're fighting over there.
Okay, but honestly, like, the Chinese people, they write in emojis. Their whole sentence is in one little picture.
That's vertical.
It seems tough.
Yes. To us,
I think in
it
the
seems tough.
In the Middle East, I think they write right to left.
See, to us, it seems like it's, well, foreign. But if you start writing that when you are half a year old, then you're just going to be completely conditioned to that.
Isn't there one language?
Why isn't there one flag? Why isn't there one border? Earth. Well,
because that is the NWO, sir.
The NWO.
The New World Order. They want one world government with one person ruling the earth.
You talking about when Hulk Hogan went black and white?
Yeah, dude.
And
the
Sting?
NWO. Yeah.
Kevin Nash? What?
Yeah.
So that's where Hulk Hogan's been all his time.
Maybe. No?
Maybe.
I know at one point he made a not so popular tape.
And that's why he has been degraded to selling Weight Watchers or something. I don't know. His protein drinks. Hulkamania! All right, get back to the NWO. We can't speak one language, we can't have one border because the man is keeping us down?
Well, the NWO wants to make one religion or no religion,
that's
one
fine.
Form of currency, no borders. Basically, we're all, I mean, obviously we're all human.
Yes. I'm not finding a downside yet.
No, there is. I gotta look it up. Let's go on.
All you're going to find is Hulk Hogan and Kevin Nash and Razor Ramon. Man, we've just been shooting shit for a while.
I like it.
That's what we need to do. We just need to damn the research. Just once a month, every 4 or 5 episodes, just let it out. We'll do AI and transhumanism specifically another time. Spoilers. It's coming. What do you think? What do you got on the NWO?
I'm still looking.
You're going to buy the Hulkamania t-shirt?
Yeah. Yes. I like the black and white.
Black and white Hogan?
No, the logo.
What are we even talking about? Are we on the same page anymore?
I don't know.
So if I just duck, duck, go, NWO, we could write a poem. WCW, NWO shirt at Amazon. Professional wrestling. Oh, here we go. EducateYourself.org. Well, hold on. Let's read the Urban Dictionary. Is this a good idea? All those words seem innocuous. NWO stands for New World Order, in which basically more or less every politician wants a new world order is the action that a head of country, prime minister, president, etc., takes over the whole political system of the world and reduces the population of Earth. What? Oh, hold on. That seems sinister.
Well, think about it. Like, what if Putin does it? That's a huge problem for us because he is awful.
What's he ever done to you?
Huh? I mean, you hear stories in Russia. What about Kim Jong-un? What if he takes over?
That's a rough cat there. See, well,
that's brutal.
Every person is a hero in their own story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am the hero of this podcast. I'm literally the dumbest one. My jokes are terrible. I mumble. I'm the worst one here.
No. It wouldn't be if it wasn't for you. Oh, here we go. Tony Blair. Let's take over the world like them. I can't say that. Never mind. We'll just share the Urban Dictionary definition. There are little ears in the room. What were you saying?
We were talking about the NWO.
Yeah, Putin.
Mm.
And Kim Jong-un.
Can you imagine if they are the president of the world?
No. But they are the heroes of their own story. That's what we can't. Just vote in a penguin, would you?
I mean, honestly, it's similar to us. We vote in a president. We're the best. Our president can do no wrong. Other than people think this president is wrong. I'm not saying one way or the other, but
there is a strong wrongness.
So, I mean, people in Russia think theirs is the best. People in Korea think theirs is the best. North Korea.
Because they would be killed otherwise.
Right, but
according to our information.
So, like, who would do that? Who would take over?
Who would be the president of the world?
Yeah, who do you think? Bushago? I vote Bushago.
President of the world? It's got to be a completely innocuous person like that. But they messed that up in Star Wars, if I can understand the political system in that. They put Jar Jar Binks in charge, and then he's like, Misa, I want the Empire. Well, you fucked everything up, Jar Jar.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know much about that. Like, I know he talks funny, and I know Yoda talks funny. But I don't know much about Star Wars. They put him in charge of what? A planet?
Yeah, it's goofy. There's a lot of cool stuff in Star Wars, but then when they get heavy into the political stuff, I lose interest.
You know, there's a theory. I don't know if it's Christianity or if it's just my theory or if it's someone's theory or what, that there's so many planets in the universe that when we die, we all get our own planet.
Oh, man. Is that necessary? How big is a planet? Is that necessary?
I don't know. I mean, there's how many planets? No one knows.
A lot.
Right.
Do you want your own planet, or would you like to share it with somebody?
I don't know. Like, I would say I'm pretty passive, so I don't want to be the rule maker. So I want, like, maybe I'll be, like, vice president. I'll let someone else handle all the stuff, like my wife, and then I'll be like, yeah, sounds good.
Yep. I'll be over here.
But I'll be super high up so no one can mess with me, but I don't want to make all the rules.
I don't want to make all the decisions. Yeah, no. I'm on the same page, but so we just need, maybe we need a whole group of passive people. We need an odd number of passive people to sway the vote. All right. I think maybe we ought to cut it off.
Yeah, I mean,
we've been up and down, in and out. What?
Yep, all around.
Yeah, on the all around note, I think we'll cut it off, and that'll be that for the evening.
Yeah, we're just trying to kill an episode before vacations.
Don't tell them that.
Oh shit! Cut it off. Cut.
We'll be more focused in the next episode. And we already have a topic in mind. Yep. Yes, sir. All right.
Sure
do. Well, where can people find us?
Everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, no Snapchat.
No, not Snapchat.
Don't Snapchat us. That's don't even search for us because we're not there. Maybe, should we start one?
Maybe we should park it at the very least.
I don't even know how to work it.
I just started Reddit and so because to park it there. So reddit.com/ no, we're just a user on there. Bring on the weird. I have yet to like or comment or post anything. Just parked it real good.
You got to go r/conspiracies, r/aliens.
And just start putting stuff in there?
No, just see what they say. Did you see?
What?
Not to like drag it on, but I guess To the Stars Academy with Tom DeLonge, they found metametal.
Metametal.
Yeah, they're basically saying it's not from this world.
Hawkman used that. Nth metal.
I don't know. This To the Stars Academy, it's pretty interesting. I keep following them. I keep like looking at what they say.
Tom DeLonge, he's the one of the guys from Blink-182,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
he's got some stuff going on.
Reach out,
Mr. DeLonge. We'll go ahead and interview you.
Oh, please do.
A group Skype chat, dude. That would be awesome. Merry Christmas to us. That's all we need for Christmas. Just one Mr. Tom DeLonge.
If it happened, I would probably pass out. My heart would stop. one of my blood clots from my legs. I'm sure I have at least one. It would go into my brain. That'd be unbelievable.
That would be awesome. Yeah, we'll chat it up with Tom DeLonge for sure.
We gotta find out what he knows.
He knows DeLonge stuff. And on that crappy dad joke, you're welcome and stay weird.
We'll see you guys a little later.